Hey, this is Jeremy. I'm here. I muted myself. My computer is pretty loud. I'm waiting for a headset to come in, so I don't have that yet.
All right. Well, if you guys got questions, I'm going to go ahead and test. I am here, and I'm sending that to the entire audience. So you can send it to me in the chat if for some reason you don't see. I mean, right now it's Tom's called in, but he's not going to be able to check the chat. So I'm manning all the stations right now. So guys, if you've got some questions, you know, feel free to unmute yourself, interrupt me. You know, you've got the, and let me go ahead and Now with my screen, can you see the slides? Okay. Should be able to see building authority through writing.
Yep, got it.
Okay. And let me go ahead and we're going to present. All right, cool. Building authority through writing. All right, so I'll take a break in the once we get through this. I'm going to talk a little bit about what you guys have knocked through in the task tracker and stuff. But I want to get to the content. Want to dive right into this. You know, we've got this is being recorded, so good to go. All that's checking out. So let's first off. Okay, so why? It's worked for thousands of years. I mean, that's really writing isn't anything new. Most of us have the skill set to get started. Books have authority. So Mike, I'm curious. You know, what do you, I mean, when you went to school, you guys studied through books. Jeremy, I mean, the same thing. Think about the books that are sitting on your bookshelf. They've even done studies. Is anyone familiar with Andrew Warner over at Mixergy? Tom or Mike, any guys familiar with him? So if you look at his earliest videos, you'll see in the background of Andrew Warner. In fact, I'm going to do a quick search for him. Andrew Warner. Let's see what pops up. I'm going to look for the images because he always has. Is he going to have any of that? Now, if you go and you look at any of Andrew Warner's pictures, the guy has got books in the background, and he uses that to create a perception of higher intelligence. A book can be written in a weekend. There are people out there that, yes, are getting books written in a weekend. So that's the why, you know, why I think writing is going to be great. But let's go ahead and, you know, I want to talk about the why not. So let's go on the flip side. There's a lot of competition. Maybe not for everyone. Mike, we were just talking, I mean, for PTSD, there's not as much competition. But if you're looking to get into the fitness world, you're looking to get into healthy eating, there's a lot of competition out there. Mastering the skill set, a.k.a. being a great writer, takes time and practice. Are you guys, any of you guys familiar with Srini Von Srau over at Blogcast FM? He's a friend of mine, and he's a guy that constantly worked to up his craft, and it took him years to become. I mean, there are people that work their entire lives to become great writers. Also, books, you could say they're a dime a dozen. And in fact, you know, some of the examples I'm going to show you guys and we're going to talk about, it's becoming, the barriers to entry are becoming much lower, and an amazing book can actually take you years to write, edit, and market. So I said that they can be written in a weekend, but there's a lot of us that are perfectionists, and we will spend years writing books. Now, if you wanted to write a book, you wanted to get out a pamphlet, you wanted to get out some written material in this course, one of the things is that I'm going to push you to get it out, to have a deadline, and it will ship. Because it doesn't really do any good if it sits on your hard drive, no one ever sees it, except maybe your cats or your wife. No, that's not going to work. You need to get it out there. And we're going to talk, you know, excuses for not writing. So these are some of my excuses. I know these are some of Tom's excuses. And these are probably some of your excuses as well. I've never written a book. Now, Mike, have you written anything? Tim? Have you written anything? Jeremy?
Never. This is Tim.
Yeah. Anyone else out there ever written a book? Jeremy? You guys can unmute yourselves.
Yes, but I'm by.
Okay, guys. Yeah, so the point is that you guys, most of us haven't written a book. As of a year ago at this time, I was just writing my first book. And, you know, it's something that Tom, I know when you got out, you were writing your first, Tom, did you write your first book right as you got out or as you were getting out?
Yeah, actually probably a year before I got out, I started writing fall of 2012.
Yeah.
And then I got out springtime of 2013. So I was writing in my spare time.
And so a lot of us think, you know, we think of this book. I remember when I was over in Iraq, I read War and Peace. And the way I did that is I took that book, tore it up into four pieces because it's a huge book. We're talking like 1,400 pages. And I just made my way through it. And you know, that to me, that's a book. Now, the thing is you can write a book. It doesn't even have to be a full-size book. You can write a pamphlet. And I have found some of the best sellers on Amazon are these little 30-page, 40-page, 50-page pamphlets that address a very specific need. In fact, John Dumas's book over on Amazon, which is, let me go ahead and see if I'll bring this in as an example a little bit later on, but How to Podcast. I mean, you look at the length of that book, How to Podcast. Let me see that one. Yep, there he is, number one. Let's see if can I bring that over. There it is. You see it? So it should be popping up on your screens. He is number one, 313 five-star reviews, and comes with 15 bonus tutorials. Yeah, it's, 57 pages long, and I'm sure he's stuffed it full of lots of space. The thing is, you put it out there, and you start to build up a name. So some of you guys say, I've never written more than a page. I know that we got some West Point grads out there. So you guys, I know writing isn't a required skill. I'm joking. I mean, think about it. Well, most of us have written a 5-paragraph order. We have written long letters on email. You know, we've written pretty long emails. Twitter allows you actually use your writing skills and to do it in 140 characters. And yes, Twitter actually is a writing platform. There are people that have taken their best tweets and put them into a book. Or if you go back and you look at it, I mean, it's a very simple way, but it's a great exercise and it is a start. Now, you may say, I'm not a good writer. Well, that's where practice and you can improve. I can't type. So that's my personal story. I cannot type. I'm a hunt and pecker. I never took typing in high school. And instead, I'll talk about some of the systems that I have, and I'll talk about my personal workflow here a little bit after this. So really quick, let me go ahead and so here's my stuff. Let's go ahead and let's see. Let me see. Men's style. I'll show you guys some of my stuff. Men's style. You gonna let me do that? You guys can go check this out. So I put out 4 books. Oh, I got to have a T in there. And what's funny, I remember buying all of these books right here. And now when I do a search, hey, there's me right there. I pop up there. And in fact, I've got over 212 on averaging 4.8 out of 5 stars on Amazon. And, you know, better than some of these other ones. I need to get a hardback copy out there. But you go in here.
Hey, by the way, that's really impressive, Antonio.
Hey, thanks.
Those reviews.
Thanks. You know, and I'll tell you about how I did this. And, you know, these are some really quick tips and insights into what we did. So first off, this isn't my first book. But I did stick with things that I have an audience for that I specialize on. And this is the cool thing about writing is that you can come in. The first one I put out, Classic Hairstyles for Men. It's got 48 reviews on average 4.4 stars. And I put this one out there, June 18th of 2013. It didn't do as well as I thought. In fact, I'll tell you, I only make about $150 a month off this book. Not a whole lot. But it's cool because it's very passive. It sits there and it started to build me up as an authority. The big thing I brought in is I tried to use an illustrator, but I found that people wanted more pictures. So I went back and I thought, okay, what if I create something that is a little bit lower cost and I can have more fun with, even though it's free online. Now, guys, this is the cool and the amazing thing about writing content is that you can write and talk about something that's actually freely available online. In fact, one of my best-selling courses that I sell for $100, it's a course. Actually, most of the information within that course, probably 80% of the information within that course is freely available on the web. No one has ever complained to me about this. Now, this right here, 18 Ways to Tie a Necktie. Guess what? I sell it for $3. It's got 22, and this one probably makes me 150, 200 bucks a month. I mean, it's like a little mini pension. I don't push it very hard, but if you go in here and you type in, where is it? 200 and what is it? No, I'm sorry. 18 ways to tie a necktie. All right, there we go. 18 ways to tie a necktie. Guess what? My post over at Real Men Real Style pops up. Somebody, you know, my images are popping up. But the point is I actually give this pretty much away for free. Yet people are still buying it and no one's complaining about it. Because here's one of the secrets about content. People want to own content. They want to have something on their computer. They want to have a book. People like, I mean, I could have bought this cheaper. I could have got it, a PDF of this. However, I wanted a physical copy because I can take it with me. I can carry it with me. I don't have to ramp up a computer. Did you guys see that recent, the book by, who is it, IKEA? They're making fun of Apple. Did anyone see that? Basically, they're saying, hey, they're talking about their new book, how it's expandable, how instant startup. It actually has, you can, different ways to flip through and to mark off pages. The thing is people still want to own information. The fact, you know, the books aren't dying, but they are being consumed in various different ways. And people are actually, I think, on average, consuming more. So this one didn't sell as much as well. I mean, it did pretty good. Here is probably where I first hit something that all of a sudden, oh, wow, I'm getting a passive income, $500 to sometimes $1,000 a month. And this one, why do you think this one did better? Mike, what do you think? Tim, Jeremy, looking at this book, Large Man's Guide to Style, why do you think?
Because it's more niche.
Exactly. More niche, more specific. It addresses, and that's what you guys want to be thinking. Mike, when you're thinking about your podcast, you want to be thinking, and I liked it how you were describing it, who you're going after. You're going to separate yourself from the guys with the 20-pound brains because you're going to speak more of the common language and connect with the spouses who can't understand their husbands, with the mothers who can't seem to get through their sons. And that is a very much more specific area, and that's why this book did better for me. Another thing, do you notice, look at the price of this book. Look at the price of this one. Now, I can sell the same amount and I can make three times as much with the Large Man. Why do you think? What do you think, Tim? Tom? I'm testing you too. Somebody's
out
there.
Maybe there's more heavy men.
Maybe there's more heavy men? Maybe. Yeah. I would say when you get specific in certain areas, you can actually charge more money. I mean, so my washing machine the other day, the guy shows up, it was under warranty, I didn't have to pay the bill, but it was $150 for maybe 30 minutes of work. Now, a handyman, general handyman, would not be able to charge $300 an hour. How is this technician from LG able to charge that? Well, he's a very specific small engine washing machine technician. And because he niched down, he's ultra specific, he actually has a higher level of expertise, so he's more likely to know the problem. In fact, he explained to me the problem. He had seen many washers like this. He knew exactly what it was. He zeroed in on it and had it fixed in and out. So he was more efficient. He was more effective. He was able to charge more, all because he specialized. So that is the beauty of this online stuff, gentlemen, is with content. Oh, and look at the length of these books, by the way. Some of these are a little bit longer, but where do I got my page numbers on this? This one is 64 pages, and I charge $10 for it. And it's electronic, by the way. No, there is no physical copy of any of my books. This one is 390 pages. So it just goes to show, you know, this one's actually very heavy. What we did is we stripped out all the images. I mean, literally, it's super image heavy. But this one's almost 400 pages, yet So don't think that you have to have something long and you're going to be able to charge more. It's actually, you can be more specific and niche and charge more and have better average ratings because you address a burning need. Now, after I put out these first three ones, I came back with this one. And here's this one, Dressed Like a Man, a style guide for practical men wanting to improve their professional, personal appearance. So when you're looking at something like this, what do you think? Tim, Jeremy, what do you think when you're looking at something like this, why do you think this one did well? And it's not, I'm going to say this one isn't as obvious.
Maybe are you targeting a higher, like higher dollar clientele, or like someone who's, you say professional.
Yeah, but that's over at the end. And I did that more for keyword relevance in the search engines of Kindle. What do you think? Look at this first part, Dressed Like a Man.
You're dressed like something else.
Exactly. And I'm being unapologetic of, I know this, I knew this would offend certain people, or this, it would turn them off. It's like, so what are you saying? That if I don't follow your guide, I'm not dressing like a man? Or are you accusing me of dressing like a boy if I don't listen to your advice? I knew, and I've got a few, one-star reviews, but here's what I did. I knew, I've got a few right there, but how did I get 165 five-star reviews? And most of these I got within the first week of publication. So I went out there, I took a little bit stronger of a stance. So one of those things when you're creating content, don't try to be in the middle. If anyone studies, we got a chaplain here. Mike, in the Christian Bible, what do they say about if you're wishy-washy, if you stand in the middle? What will God do? I'm testing you here.
Spits you out.
He spits you out, exactly.
Right?
Hey, exactly. So do not be. He didn't spit you out. He vomits you out. Yeah, it's. They're very clear about that. But the point is, gentlemen, is the same thing online. Don't be caught in the middle. I used to have a coach, Rodney Falks, when I was growing up in Greenwood, Texas. I was a cornerback, and he was always like, he's always like, make a commitment. Do not get caught in the middle. Don't be thinking that don't try to follow him, or don't try to go up and hit somebody. Well, you're always trying to hit somebody. But the point was, don't get caught in the middle. Either follow the receiver or go up and hit somebody and smack them. But the point is, don't get caught in the middle, because they're just going to throw the ball right over you, or the running back's going to get some speed going and he's going to run right past you and run over you. So the same thing with creating online written content. If you want to stand out still in 2014, the people that are standing out are going out there and taking a hard stand, and they're in the sense sending a message. And I was pretty, I found that this one did well, even though it wasn't ultra specific. This was probably one of my most general guides. It's all unique content. And the way I was able to get so many reviews, I shared it with my existing audience, and I gave them an incentive for, it was honor-based. I said, hey, I want you to go over there. Amazon allowed me to make it free for 3 days. I'm like, it is free. Go grab it, please. And if you enjoy it, I would really appreciate a review so more men can find it. I didn't tell them to give me a 5-star, but I gave them an incentive. I also said that if you leave a review, just email me back, let me know, and I will send you a free PDF copy. Now, you can say that, oh, you're kind of like, I basically stacked the game in my favor. A lot of really smart guys do this. Anyone ever heard of Tim Ferriss? 4-hour work week, the 4-hour body.
Oh yeah. I'm a huge Tim Ferriss fan.
Yep. And you look at the 4-hour body, the 4-hour work week, the 4-hour chef. How does he get so many reviews in such a short amount of time? Well, he stacks it. He basically sets up the system. I mean, there are a lot of other authors, they're going to say, they're going to come back and say, oh, well, this guy is cheating. You know what? He doesn't cheat. He works his ass off. And some people may consider that cheating, the fact that he contacts a thousand people and gets them advanced copies of his book. And he says, hey, I'm releasing it on this date. I would really appreciate it if you would give me honest feedback, because with you writing a review, it's going to pop up higher in the search engines, in their algorithms. So that's another thing. If you want to be successful online, study the best, but take it with a grain of salt, because you can't imitate what Tim Ferriss did. You can't repeat what he did. It's the same thing. If you see a successful mission, you see a unit that's kicking butt, you can't copy them exactly, but you can look at what tactics worked and try to apply that. By the way, there's a guy named Holiday. Holiday. Yep, the obstacle is the way. Yep, trust me, I'm lying. So his stuff is pretty good. What I like about him is he's unapologetically a little bit sleazy, and he's worked for guys like Tucker Max. But the tactics he shares are pretty solid, and they give you inside views. He also put out another one. It's interesting. He's kind of shifted. He initially worked for a guy named Tucker Max, and now he's writing books about Seneca, who you guys probably know is one of those. What was he? Was Seneca Roman or Greek? I can't remember. In any case,
he's a
Stoic.
He was Greek, I think. Stoic.
Yeah. In any case, right? It's funny to see making this transition to become like a higher level thinker at all. I mean, his stuff is solid. Some people will discredit him because of his background. I look at it as, I think that actually makes him very uniquely qualified. But it just goes to show how you can use books to influence. And by the way, Ryan Holiday's relatively young. I mean, I don't even think he's 30 years old. And he's put out all these books. He's been able to make this name for himself. So getting back, I'm going to get us back to these slides. So why write? First off, number one, scale. Nothing else. I mean, there are a few things which will allow you to scale like writing will. I know when I first started putting content out there at A Tailored Suit, the first place to start writing on my blog, then I wrote on my website. To this day, I still get 57,000 people a month reading my articles over at A Tailored Suit. Guys, I haven't updated those articles for probably 5 years. It's a basic HTML website. Let me show it to you. That is the, and that's 5 years is like 50 years on internet time. So it's supposed to be funny. You guys don't laugh at anything. Here we go. Look at this ugly HTML website. Which, by the way, I'm shifting this company. I don't even try to make this company run anymore. Real Men Real Style information selling is actually where I'm having a lot more fun. But within here is a style guide. This style guide, these articles, I swear, I haven't updated this stuff for 5 years. And I feel bad. Some people have been asking me, when are those brown suits coming out? I've seen this thing for 5 years. And it's like, well, I don't know. I may publish this someday. But, this thing's been new for, 5 years? Yeah. But this is basic HTML content. The thing is, why do you think this continues to rank the way it does? What do you think, Jeremy? What do you think, Tim? Why does this continue to rank well?
Gray suits probably haven't changed a whole lot in 5 years.
Exactly. They haven't changed at all. The information is timeless. It's evergreen. It's solid information, and Google rewards you. So there's a great book out there called The Search, and Google's goal is, unfortunately, I think as long as, for the stockholders, unfortunately, as long as Larry Page and Sergey Brin are there, is to organize the world's information. If you believe in that, and if you create some content, you will find that you can really scale with that. Why write? Change. Okay, so what do I mean when you wrote? So the reason I'm going to use that A Tailored Suit example. Let me go ahead and can I get that to pop? I'm not going to probably find it. I can tell you though that when I started writing, and here's a good example. I have my my virtual assistants. I have them write this for me, and you can see Jamie Brion is my assistant. She wrote this for me yesterday. A year from now, with Real Men Real Style, I have her thinking of what she's going to give to my team, what she's going to contribute to the company a year from now. I do that because when you write, you change, you reinforce, you force yourself to think. And it is one of the most difficult, becoming a great writer is one of the most difficult things you're going to do. But what you're going to find is that it becomes easier for you to articulate what you do, how you do it. It's an exercise. One of the best things I did was start writing for The Art of Manliness, and it definitely gave me some scale. But when I started writing more for The Art of Manliness, I always looked at that as self-education, the ability for me to take the time out to become a knowledge expert. And that's why I wrote over at A Tailored Suit. It wasn't, I didn't know a whole lot about custom clothing when I wrote those articles, but by writing those articles, they literally changed me into the expert I am today. So it ties right into improvement. Every time you're out there writing, I force myself to do research. To this day, I'm having to go into, I'm not writing as much now over at Real Men Real Style, but I am forcing myself to constantly learn new things and to improve. And, you know, so this is our latest one about five, you know, the perfect business card, what goes into it. Had a little bit of fun with that. Does anyone recognize this movie right here? American Psycho? It's well worth though watching it. Pretty straight. I think it's actually pretty funny, but at least that part. Okay. So why write Google yourself? Tim, if I type into Google right now, what am I going to find if I type in Tim Daly? Jeremy, what am I going to type in if I type in Jeremy Graham?
I think
you're going to find a track article from when I was in high school.
Could. Or there, you know, to be honest, guys, you guys have pretty, well, Daly, not so much. But Jeremy, you've got a pretty common name. Mike, I don't know how common your name is, but I know your last name's pretty common. And your first name is as well. Guys, it's about also managing your reputation and knowing that Google is always going to be, at least I see it for the next 10 years, very much leaning towards the written word. Long form. What do you think I mean here? Mike, can you get across what it means to live with PTSD in 140 characters? Can you get it across in one sentence? Or would you rather have it?
I think I can do it.
You can do it?
I'd much rather have more time. What Winston Churchill once said, hey, do you want something really good and short? Give me 10 days. You want something longer, you know, give me 5 minutes and I'll do it. So I think that the economy of words, you know, the stuff that sticks with us is kind of short in the mm-hmm. fact that there's an idea of whatever that can stick with us. But the more room you have, the better you can explain, the better you can elucidate.
I agree. The stuff that sticks with us oftentimes is very short. But the books I think that have changed the way I think, that have actually had a deep effect on me, they took time to develop. They took, you know, if you go back and you read just books that really literally transform the way you look at the world, they're long form. These are books that they take time to develop. They go through a series of parts, and that's the beauty with writing versus images versus video. People like their videos short. I mean, I have what are considered to be long videos because I go over 10 minutes on occasion. If you're writing a book or you're going with writing, you have the luxury. Now, you can keep things short as with Twitter, but long form is a very nice thing to have there. Okay, so I've talked about Twitter. I'm going to go ahead and pull this up. If you are intimidated by writing, Twitter is a very interesting platform. I'm not going to go into it too much, but there are, I mean, guys like Brian Solis are on here, Guy Kawasaki. It's becoming a very interesting website. I use Twitter personally to reach hard-to-reach people. However, you can come on here, and I've seen a lot of people be successful by simply putting out quotes, putting out bits of info. And this is, it kind of gets you into the habit of at least typing and writing something out from this. Then you can start to blog. And if you're interested in it, and if you don't have a blog up, if you don't have a website, send me an email afterwards. You know, simply for what you're doing, Mike, I'm not going to say that writing is going to be perfect. You're looking to do a more of a show. But here's the thing is that, and I'll use what we've got over at High Speed Low Drag. Have you guys been to the website lately? High Speed Low Drag? I'll share with you quick.
Yeah.
Share with
yeah,
you
I was
quickly.
On about a week ago.
Okay, good. So, guys, we're putting out a podcast every Monday, every Thursday. The ones on Thursday are actually for you because we're taking the things that you shared with us And we are sharing, you know, we're going over it in detail. So I know we've already talked specifically about issues that that Joe's come up with, specifically issues that Mary Ann had. I know we've talked a little bit about, I think, a little bit of maybe about John. Trevor, you know, Tim, I don't know exactly if we've covered. Tom, who else have we covered? Sorry, you're dropping. Are you still there? Or are you gone? I don't know where Tom's at. Tom's
hey,
MIA.
I'll jump in there. This is Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, Antonio. Yeah, like I think the first Sunday or first Thursday one, you attacked like the three things that I'd written you guys.
That's right.
So.
Cool.
I'm also subscribed to this
podcast. Okay, yeah. And so this is the way our workflow goes. And I'm sharing this because so you don't have to be, I mean, you could use the excuse that I'm just not a great writer, but you know, I can talk. I love engaging. I mean, Tim, just talking with you, you've got a great sounding voice. That is a competitive advantage because not everyone has that. So you could actually create some shows like this. And what I have a team set up so that they're coming in here, they take this content, and from that, they actually create the articles. So this one, Adam Smith, John just interviewed him, or actually John interviewed him about 2 months ago, and we just published it. And then my writer comes in here, and she actually created the content from this. Now, initially, maybe you can't hire a writer. I pay on average about $50 an article, but it is something. Sometimes you can find someone cheaper. Sometimes you'll just want to do it yourself to save the money. However, once you've got the audio, this is an option. You could even have it transcribed. A number of my first articles over at over at Real Men Real Style. Real Men, Real Style. I'm going to, and these were my initial core. Or let's see, is it going to pop up? Probably not. Initially, though, I was just getting articles transcribed, and that is an option as well. I will tell you the first posts that we have, if you go to High Speed Low Drag and you look at our core articles, so this was me and John Dumas talking direct, like I was actually using this microphone, and we just laid out, okay, let's talk about bad habits that men picked up in the military. We wrote it down. Literally, we planned this for, I don't know, 15 minutes, and then we talked about it. This is based off a conversation that John and I had for about 45 minutes, and then we created the content. Now, the reason we did this, it's simply being able to create a workflow that worked. We're both super busy guys, and so I have now set it up because I have that disadvantage. Now, I've written over 150 articles myself. However, I have about 1,500 articles out there now. What I usually do is I'll have my content that I've either talked on an audio or I've recorded in a video transcribed or turned into an article by writers that I have hired and trained up because I've been able to figure out, and this all, you know, this thing is bit by bit. But this gives you an idea that, hey, any excuse, any reason you may have for not writing can be overcome if you simply realize, hey, there are systems that I can build to get past that. So I didn't write this. And, Tom went through, I believe, and edited it. But this was based off a specific conversation. So I spoke this with John Dumas. But, yeah. All right. So let's talk about writing. It forces you to think. So one of the things that as we were going through and we were creating all of this over High Speed Low Drag, it really did force us to think. And now some of it we did on our feet. Both John and I had experience with interviews, we've talked about things a number of times, but this wasn't perfect. However, it did force us. If force it to come to your mind, I mean, I'm curious, Mike, as you're developing the podcast and you're thinking of your series, everything you're going to talk about, how is the way you're thinking about things, has it developed over the last couple months as you've been working on this?
It has. And one thing I noticed is that the more you talk about it, the more you share about it. I'm doing some strategic planning with my civilian job. Mm-hmm. And two of my buddies and I were here at the hotel this morning, and we just started sitting and we just thought. We were writing stuff down, and stuff just kept coming back and forth. It led you from one place to the other. And, if you take your time and you think about it, it flows. you think, and stuff just does come.
Now, Tim, I'm curious. I mean, with you guys, I mean, we're still going down the Amazon path, right?
Yeah, I am. I actually have some aspirations, like do kind of a passion project. But yeah, definitely still doing the Amazon thing.
So with doing the Amazon thing, I mean, have you started writing anything out, or how have you started organizing your thoughts and putting that stuff together?
I haven't created any content. Like, I kind of dabbled in one, like, podcast that I let Tom hear, but...
Wait a minute. What? No content?
Literally everything is going into the retail arbitrage. I got, like, thousands, like, tied up in selling stuff. In fact, today I sold, like, 5 of those sleds that we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, I can't argue. I mean, you're out there making money, but my goal is... You know, long term, you're trading time for dollars at this point. And so when do we have our one-on-one interview or one-on-one next conversation? Do we have it? You have it in a calendar anytime, or? Because we got to set up a time. I can't hear you. Nice. Are you out there? I'm asking this because I'm really curious. One of the things I'll give you after we speak, or you can do it before we speak, and if you want to take the bull by the horns, I'm not too worried the first 2 months of the program. But what I'm having a number of other guys do is actually create a spreadsheet with a snapshot of their industry. If you go back to what we were talking about in, you know, pull up high speed, low drag, you guys will recognize this. Let's go into the training. And we're talking about strategy here. So with the strategy training, one of the reasons I have you guys doing this is I'm forcing you guys to think about the competition and break it out, use the classic Michael Porter. And I'm forcing guys that are, Tim, in your position, what I want to see is you actually create a database of not only your competitors, but people that are, in a sense, could possibly be partners, companies that are doing maybe something similar. Because once you start to build that database, you get a better idea of the landscape of the full marketplace, and you're organizing your thoughts. And from there, yeah. So writing forces you to organize, and writing doesn't have to be just what we think of, the long, long prose. I mean, there are people that have built entire writing channels or in video channels off of building out lists. I mean, writing isn't always in the format. Twitter, and then again, is a great example of people that are successful writers, but they're not writing in the format that we normally associate with writing that we were taught in school. So this is a big one, guys. And let me ask, Jeremy, how do you feel about, I mean, it's not necessarily going to be you that you're going to be getting out there. I mean, you're still thinking about doing the project with your wife, right?
Yeah, I talked with Tom the other day, and looking to get into potentially like producing some like pamphlets for studying, or maybe even YouTube videos for studying.
Yeah,
but yeah, right now that's the focus. I'd like to come up with some other stuff for myself to start working on as well. But yeah.
So let me ask, what does your wife think about getting in front of millions of people and becoming a leader, or what do you think about that? Are you worried at all?
I think that it's definitely something new, but I think she's interested in it. Especially at first, she was a little hesitant, just because of, I mean, she's already really busy going to med school and all. But I think she's definitely on board, just trying to figure out the right way to maximize doing this and as well as studying. Maybe if there's any overlap or anything like that.
One of the things with putting yourself out there, I know for me, it was pretty frightening, and it's something that, you know, you got to think of, is that there are going to be people out there that are going to try to tear you down.
It's like fucking frozen. I'm still listening, but I don't know.
Okay. It's one of those things that people are going to, there are going to be people, there are going to be trolls out there, and they're going to try to tear you down. So you've got to realize that you're going to get out there. I can tell you, I don't know why when it comes to, and I'm going to show you something. So this is one of the best books that you can buy, and I would highly recommend it. It's by a guy named Stephen King, and he talks about on writing. It's an amazing book. Talks about his journey and how you can become a better writer. But this is Stephen King, and he's got 19 one-star reviews. I can tell you this is an amazing book. I can't understand why he would get so many, a failed attempt to be both a biography and a book on the craft of writing. A failed attempt of what little there isn't. There isn't anything useful. I bought this book because of great reviews. Sheer irony. I don't quite get it. Very little information on writing here. And egoism at its best. So on Stephen King, save your money. This is a waste of time. Written by a customer. You notice how a lot of these people don't even say, written by a customer. You know, it's like a lot of people, another avid reader. You know, it's like the thing is even the best are ridiculed. Even the best are told they're full of crap, that they suck. And I mean, I've had people tell me I have no authority to talk about men's style because my shoulders on my jackets are made 1/4 inch too wide. So I should just shut the hell up and climb, get, you know, stop talking and trying to help men or teach men because I obviously have no authority. It's like, the thing is no one's going to give you permission to succeed, gentlemen. It's just not going to happen. You're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to grab it. And you will have people in this big open world who just look at what you're doing. And I think in many cases, it's, you got to think, the way it makes me feel good about this, or at least it consoles me when dealing with these negative reviews, is, you know, it's a reflection of the person. It's not me. I took a risk. I put it out there. And it's something that we all have to deal with, even Stephen King. All right. So, oh, did it start me back over at the beginning? Yep, that was it, guys. So I want to share with you guys not a super long slide deck, I have to admit. We've got some great examples. Tom, unfortunately, I think is not going to be able to share some of his examples, but I think he's done a really good job at Insurgent Publishing. But I wanted to hear a little bit more and open this up. So Jeremy, you know, what are your thoughts on how are you going to use writing? Or Tim, what do you think? What about writing for you?
Well, I can tell you, for me, I'm actually kind of want to know what Jeremy does, cause, or what his kind of niche is, because I've never heard of it. But I can tell you the risk ridicule thing. Like, I'd love to put content out there, but I've shared this with Tom too. Is like, I mean, I'm scared. I'm like terrified of like putting shit out there, and you know, like guys that I used to work with, and you know, people that, you know, I had 1,600 people underneath me last peak. I mean, I'd be terrified for, you know, like 20 of them to be like, wait a minute, we worked with you, you know, like, what are you talking about, basically?
I would say, there's a couple ways around it. One, you know, and this has been something that we've seen a lot, is actually you can go with a pen name. So, you know, Mark Twain had a number of pen names. Ben Franklin had a number of pen names. I have a friend. In fact, let me see the undershirt guy. This is a good friend of mine, and he's a real person. But he has decided to actually build an entire – I'm not going to say this is the easiest way to go, but this is Tug. Tug is not a real person. However, he is the undershirt guy, and he creates – tons of information on undershirts, and he is established. He is the undershirt guy when it comes to all this stuff. So we'll go in here. He doesn't have the biggest YouTube following. I mean, you can only do so much as a cartoon character. However, he definitely, you know, I mean, when it comes to authoritative information, he's got it. I mean, this guy dominates on the search engines for undershirts. Specific, yes. Anonymous, yeah. And so there are ways to do it. And you know, again, this is a personal friend of mine. I know who he is, can't reveal. But I will say it is something that can be, can be mitigated, and you could eventually reveal yourself. You could even make it kind of have fun with it. Say, hey, if, If I get to these type of numbers, if I feel things are good, I can kind of reveal who I am. I do feel, though, that people want to do business with people they trust. And part of, you know, being someone that you trust is, you know, being a little bit open. However, you don't want to, and I find, you know, just keeping it simple, keeping it, not trying to claim something that you're not, because you can really, that will backfire. And I know of a couple of examples of people that have said things that weren't true, and then it comes back to bite them. In a sense, I don't even think that they've been able to recover online. But yeah, really quick, let's go ahead and Jeremy, really quick, you have had, actually, it looks like Mike, you're back in and back out. But Jeremy, the niche you guys are going to go down is for your wife with health, with healthy, is it nutrition or what was the niche again exactly?
She, it's not quite a niche. I mean, it's a less popular field. She's going to school to be a naturopathic doctor. So right now, the idea is that there will be a blog as well as a YouTube channel, kind of just talking about that process. But the actual niche that we're trying to figure out how to get into is actually study materials for.
Okay, is this it? Naturopathic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
What is a naturopathic doctor? And there's a reason why I don't know what one is, to be honest. But here's the good thing. You see all those ads over there? So give you guys a little bit of insight. I mean, there's a lot of, and I type in naturopathic doctor. How many videos do you see here?
Not many, no.
Not many. There's zero, man. There isn't a one. And so that's, to me, a huge opportunity, because usually when you type something in, let's say how to fold your shirt sleeves. Oh, look at that. Look at that handsome devil. Look at that guy. Art of Manliness. That's me. Real Men, Real Style. That's me. WikiHow. That's not me. Business Insider. That's me. This one, it's me. You know, this is my friend. It looks like Baron over at the Effortless Gen. But if you're going through this, what are you going to click on? A lot of people go down and they want to watch the video. And it's a very sneaky way of getting up there. So, and I already dominate for the top two. And, you know, this one right here, I let Business Insider re-say my stuff. Let me see. I don't know. Have I ever shared with you guys? Let me see if I can find it. How well to roll up your sleeves. I actually have people.
Her classmates, actually, even this summer when they started courses,
yeah.
They were searching for, like, different study materials on YouTube and couldn't find anything. So that's
a huge opportunity there. Now, here's the fun part about creating content. Does anyone know what AFA stands for? It's my I call it the AFA roll. I also have the devil dog roll. Semper Fi. Oh yeah. Look at that. Hardcore Marines. That's right. Okay. The AFA roll stands for Antonio is effing awesome. I just had to share that with you guys. And the best part about that is when you start creating terminology, other people start using it and they don't even know what it means. So there's other bloggers now using that. So my fun, having a little bit of fun there. But yeah, naturopathic videos. If I type in videos, we start to get some stuff. How to become. But I didn't see the question because I just type in. And here's where you can use it, naturopathic doctor. What naturally pops up is most people don't even know what one is. People also want to, so you could take these things right here that are popping up at the top of the search engines, and this is obviously these guys at naturopathic.org, they are the authorities. You're probably not going to get in front of these guys, but guess what? You could actually pop up over here and YouTube, and I know I'm getting away from written content, but the thing is these are tightly interchangeable. There is, it's very hard to separate, and I wouldn't want you guys to separate. I don't want you to think, I'm only going to do writing or I'm only going to do video. What you need to do is a combination of them, because I didn't even talk about this on my videos the other day, but one of the reasons that my videos pop up so high is that I transcribe all of my videos, and I upload that transcription into the video so the search engines can more easily find it. Most people never do this. 99.9%, I would even say higher. I mean, maybe one out of 10,000 people do that. And that just goes to show when you go the extra mile, when you can start to bring all this stuff together and start to interlock it, I mean, really, you start to kick ass. Most people, when they go to the gym, yeah, they maybe work out hard. But how many people go to the gym, eat right, go regularly, and follow proper form and have a coach who has had success? What I mean, that's less than 1% of people actually do those things. Yet that is, I mean, we know that's the path to go. And so that's why this stuff, again, don't be fooled. It seems deceptively easy. But as Clausewitz, our favorite Prussian, general said, you know, even, you know, war is incredibly simple, but even the simple things are incredibly complex. So what is a naturopathic doctor? I mean, to me, yeah, huge opportunity here. You've also got to, I'd be curious as to what people are bidding to be here. I would assume that, so if you want to find one, what is this worth? This is an ad. These are ads. People are paying money. I would say they're paying quite a bit of money because it's full. Usually if you only see three or four ads here, they have a little bit of excess inventory, but that's fully stuffed ads. So, and we can go to the second page and let's see if ads even pop up there. So to me, yeah, see, notice how it dropped off. There's only five, but that's still, most people don't go to the second page. And still there's nothing on the second page for naturopathic doctor. So yeah, easily create some videos for this. Talking about, and there is exactly what you need to cover on the first page of Google. What is a naturopathic doctor? How to find a naturopathic doctor? What is the naturopath, you know, what is naturopathy? Because I have to admit, I still am trying to figure this out. Huge opportunity here for you. I mean, you could come here. You don't even have to cry. I mean, literally, what you'll say in the video is right here. I mean, they can't say, oh, you came to our page and you're not going to read off it. But your wife knows what it is. And, I mean, this is the simple common sense. In the same way, Mike, you're looking to corner the market for common sense talk for spouses or for, you know, families that need to understand, you know, PTSD. It's the same thing. I mean, we want simple, common talks to understand this. I don't want to read gibberish. I want to know, first off, is this truly a form? I mean, most of us Americans, my wife is a big believer. I mean, she's Ukrainian. They don't like, to take a pill for everything. They're like, there's got to be a gentler way versus loading up my kids with antibiotics because they have a sniffle. You know, so my wife is always like, can we go a gentler path? She understands what antibiotics do to all the microbes in your stomach and all the other stuff. So I would think that one of the first things and one of the biggest common questions out there is this real medicine? Are these real doctors? And you know that answer better, but you need to realize that these are real questions that people have. And if you can answer that, that's a great place to start. But those are still pretty general videos, general questions. How would you think you could actually start to pop up for, let's say you were to go written, Jeremy, how do you think we could get you to pop up on this first page?
For example, when my wife has a story of like how she got into naturopathic, being the interest in naturopathic doctor, through her mom, who's Korean, who had a lot of holistic remedies and stuff like that and I think the first time was a story about when she had a headache and it wasn't going away and she'd already taken a lot of Advil and, her mom like grabbed the medicine away from her, cooked up some tea, and I mean, really, like an article could be the story about that, plus like the ingredients to how to make that tea.
Well, that's going to be a great story that I'll never, I mean, now I know that your wife is part Korean. That's a great story. That makes sense how she got into this, and that would be great for your about us. So you do want to make an impression. But what city do you guys live in right now?
We're going to be living in Seattle.
Okay. So right there, this is called long tail search. I want to know how to find a good naturopathic doctor in Seattle. Now, if you're in Denver, You can write, this could be the title of your article, How to Find a Good Naturopathic Doctor in Seattle, because no one else has that as their title. Yelp is what you're competing against. And there's some other people that have websites up, but to be able to talk about that, eventually you may be in Seattle and she may just be starting off, but what she may want to do is give a, you know, a general overview of, okay, these are all the naturopathic doctors in Seattle. You know, because I look at this and I see immediately 3.7, 10 Google reviews. That kind of scares me. Anything over a or under a 4 for me. In fact, if it's not close to a 5, I'm actually pretty careful here. This guy's got, you know, a number of 1-star reviews. What in the world is going on here? You know, horrible experience. My husband waited 45 minutes for them to say he had fatigue, and they gave him a different doctor than we were scheduled for. What else are people saying? I had an appointment at the teaching clinic yesterday and calling for an appointment, especially in hormone replacement therapy. Yeah, I look at also what people are complaining about, what scares people. Write about that. You don't want to, as we talked about at the beginning, when you're writing or creating content, you don't want to get caught in the middle. You don't want to be competing for good. Someone that types this in, unless you have an electronic product to sell them that they can buy, you don't want to compete with these words right here. If you could compete, not initially you would like to, or long term you'd like to, because you can make money off those various other ways, like referrals and things like that. But these are going to be hard to compete for. But if you got more specific, they call it the long tail. All of a sudden, you're able to, you know, if I type in, I'll use myself, men's style. If I type in just men's style, I'm competing against a lot of people. GQ, Pinterest, GQ, Esquire, Dappered, my friend Joe over here, Men's Health, Men's Style Pro. You know, there's a lot of guys I'm competing against in that. But if I type in practical style advice for men, let's see if I pop up there. Okay, here I am. Real Men, Real Style, number 2. Much more specific, and when people are looking for things,
technically the number 1 there with Amazon.
I guess, yeah, I guess I am too. Yeah, and look, Trunk Club—they're paying money to pop up here, so gives you an idea when you know. So that's how I've positioned myself, and then from that, so Tim with Amazon, you know, for you it's going to be very specific. I would think that if someone wants to sell on Amazon, you putting out a pamphlet on Amazon that, by the way, you could put out for free. And then you can come in here and dominate for it. It would – now, what you would be doing now, and you would be want to be thinking, okay, if I'm going to put out a pamphlet, how can I get my first 3 or 4 reviews? Of course, you can ask your mom. You can ask any siblings. You can ask your best friends. You can, you know, motivate us here in the group. We'll, of course, come in and do a review for you. But that's your first 5. That's your first 10. But getting past, you know, that's actually more than what a lot of, that's one thing I discovered in this, in, especially in MySpace. There's not, most people in MySpace just don't get it. Because if you go in here, I mean, these books, this one's been around for 20 years and only has 100 reviews. This one's been around for 10 years, 72 reviews. And, you know, the whole reason I came in and made a splash is because I took the Tim Ferriss approach. Just come in, dominate, destroy. And even though I'd only have my, you know, I give a free poster's image. You know, yes, some people may consider it cheapens the brand. But you know what? I look at it, I'm reaching my audience and I'm influencing. So, all right, guys, let me open it up to questions. Tim, you got anything?
No, I mean, not specifically. I definitely like to hear more about, like, Jeremy's thing. Like, I'm just curious, like, what other people are going through, like Mike and Jeremy, like, what they're – yeah, I'll be honest. I feel like I'm nowhere near close to starting producing content, but I'd love to hear, like, their journey right now.
Yeah, Jeremy, go ahead and you can share some bit more about what you guys have planned.
Well, honestly, I'm still kind of trying to figure out exactly where to go with this. But right now the situation is my wife is currently in this naturopathic school, so she's going to be getting a doctorate in naturopathic medicine. But the idea is, how can we use that process to get things started now? So one of the ideas is through a blog and YouTube channel, where eventually we'll talk about different health aspects, lifestyle choices, and all this for preventative type medicine. But in the short term, ideas like creating study materials, because even at, like, for example, Khan Academy, they have lots of material, right? But most people don't go to naturopathic school and don't need that material. So that material hasn't been produced, really. So providing that in, to the naturopathic students, and like I said before, my wife and her classmates had like tried looking for videos and couldn't really find anything for their specific classes. So just starting off with something simple like that, and then going into potentially some other areas after that based off of what she's learning at school. And then the end result is when she graduates, she's going to be starting a practice as well.
So I've got some stuff that I just pulled up, guys. What is a naturopathic doctor? Christopher Maloney put this out. He's got almost 1,500 views. One comment. Really, he's got a little bit about him right here, but he doesn't have any link, nowhere to go learn more or grab anything. Look at how short. He could actually have doubled or tripled the size of this, put in various other keywords. He could have responded to the comment. There's just a lot of, he could have shared this on Google+. Really, there's no one doing anything in here. And for you to become a thought leader, this guy did a little bit better. This guy's a bit smarter. He did this in 2010, almost 10,000 views. Goes right to his website. Notice, what is a California licensed naturopathic doctor? Very specific there by using the state. So you could put, what is a Washington licensed, and put Seattle, and all this comes over. She's got her info in here. Services. So a lot of these people have, in a sense, they've gotten started on this. But you could come in here and not only put out, the information, and I would try to tie it into, I know you guys are familiar with the story of Pat Flynn. Jeremy, have you heard about Pat Flynn?
I definitely
haven't. Oh, yeah.
No.
You haven't? Oh, okay. So one hasn't. Smart, passive. So, Jeremy, your homework tonight is to go to Pat Flynn, and he used to be a 9-to-5 architect, got laid off, but he had been basically, his full story is right here. And he talks about getting laid off, how he had basically was studying for the LEED exam, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And that led him in 2005 to basically write down his notes and put them available online. That turned into a business, because he realized he was getting 1,000 people a day coming and studying his notes. And he literally packaged up his notes into an ebook and started selling it for, I think it was like $27. And people bought this ebook, even though they could get it for free right there. They bought it because they wanted to have it in PDF format and they wanted it in order. And it just, like he says, he was blown away. And it is amazing. There are people, I'm sure, that would love to, your wife is just finishing up school. Imagine if she could write what she should have known before starting school to ensure that she graduates with a great job, that she gets the most out of this. You guys paying a lot of money for her to go to school, right?
Actually, she's just starting school. She's only been
A little less. So that's even great. So she's got time. And there's let me see if I can find it. The frugal law student. Has anyone heard of this blog? Frugal law student. Has anyone ever heard of this? So,
no, I've never.
Nah. Okay, so this was originally started. He sold it, though. I think he's, I don't know how much he sold it for. But my name is Brett McKay, and I'm a second-year law student at the University of Tulsa College of Law. So now Brett actually owns The Art of Manliness, and that gets 15 million views a month. But he started off writing when he was a law student. And not many people, you know, find this or know about this little bit of background about him. But this was his – so that's the cool part. You start to write, and it leads to other things. You start to see the power of something, and then you realize, okay, well, this is a great start for us, but I'm going to go on to move something else. And it still sits there. You guys have seen or heard of The Art of Manliness, right? Anyone? Well, hopefully you have. It's a great, great website. And I could definitely get him as a
gift.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just say he gets incredible traffic. It's a very, very successful business. But the point is what you start writing about. You know, he was a law student in the same position as your wife, and he put out the information, and it brought him quite a bit of an audience, which he then leveraged into another business. So don't feel and don't be scared about going down a path, guys, and then all of a sudden saying, oh, you know, I've gone down, like, I'm never going to be able to pivot or recover. That's not true. Tim, if you are scared about writing and putting out some content and then being pigeonholed, don't, because you can always pick up and go do something else, go write about something else. And you know, the internet has it's look at it as practice to where you want to get to be. So guys, that's about it for tonight. I am going to go ahead and, you know, good talk with you guys. Tim, I would like us to set up a time to talk here in the next couple weeks. So if you could go, you should have my scheduler. I know we've exchanged emails, and you should be able to like grab a time in my private scheduler, because I want to help you. Let's try to map out what you, I mean, right now, guys, in the program for another, 5 weeks, we've got tons of solid content coming your way. However, once that slows down, the goal is for Jeremy, for you to get some of these videos done that we start to transcribe. Literally, my goal, Jeremy, is to have you on this front page, even if we're buying the ad, just to start get, we could actually, there are ways you could buy these ads for pennies on the dollar. And actually then you start getting a lot of views, and then because of that, it actually seeds you. My friend Ryan did that with build large biceps. Let's see if, I don't know if, is he on there? I don't know if he's on this one. Curls. Yeah, may not be on this one. I know you got to be specific. And this is a super competitive industry. Yep, there he is. And he's managed to pop up there. He got about 123,000 views. So, all right, guys. Take care. Have a good night. And I will see you guys later.
All right. Thanks, Antonio.
Yep. Good night, guys.